What's up, everybody? Matt Kajewski here, back again with the Osmo Fantasy Football YouTube channel. And today we are talking winners and losers of the NFL schedule release. We are going to give you three teams that made out very well with the schedule release and three teams that did not get the best of luck in this situation. But before we get started, make sure to hit that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all other content goes live. We're also brought to you today by Underdog Fantasy. And if you don't know Underdog, they have all sorts of contests available to you guys. They have best ball drafts, they have live drafts, they have pick 'em contests, and they just released the Best Ball Mania tournament that is $10 million in total prizes, $1 million to first place, and it is just $25 to enter. Better yet, you can get up to a $100 match deposit bonus when you use the promo code Osmo. So take advantage of that free money and get started on Underdog. Diving into this, we're going to start with three teams that have a more difficult schedule than anticipated. And I want to start with the Miami Dolphins first. They finished third place in their division, and normally that gives you a slightly more favorable schedule. But when we look at what the Dolphins got, man, it is not going to be easy whatsoever. We know in the AFC East, they're already facing the Bills, the Patriots, think what you will of the Jets, but then they got the AFC North and the NFC North. The AFC North, you're getting away games against Cincinnati, away games against Baltimore, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, all very good teams. The NFC North, you're getting Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit, again, not the most difficult, but then they're also getting one-offs from the AFC West, NFC West, and AFC South. That's incredibly difficult games against some challenging opponents. You get the Chargers from the AFC West. In the NFC West, you get the San Francisco 49ers, two really difficult teams that the Dolphins, normally playing a third-place schedule, wouldn't normally face. From there, they also travel the fourth most miles in the entire NFL. They're traveling 14 time zones. It's a ton of travel time for a team that's already playing a very difficult level of competition in their schedule. So the Dolphins, they're definitely looking at one of the tougher schedules. And another team that lost out here is the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that just had the number one overall pick. They're playing a fourth-place schedule in their division, the AFC South, but they're facing the AFC West. So you're getting the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Raiders, the Broncos, very difficult teams there. And they also get some tough one-off opponents in addition to their division. When you look at who they face from the AFC East, that's a more difficult game against the Jets. It's away. From the NFC North, you're getting a Detroit Lions team that's improving. From the AFC North, you're getting a very difficult Baltimore Ravens team that largely is not going to finish fourth place in any other season. They just had the injury to Lamar Jackson. They also are playing Denver in London, and they're losing a home game for that. We talked about miles traveled for the Miami Dolphins. Jacksonville's traveling the third most miles in the NFL. The Dolphins were four. Jacksonville is three. Jacksonville's traveling 22 time zones throughout the year. And again, they're playing that game in London, but the most important part there is that they're losing the home game. It's going to be tough for the Jaguars. And last, for the difficult schedules, we have the LA Rams. Makes sense. We're talking about the Super Bowl champions playing a first-place schedule. The NFC West is a tough division. Arizona, San Francisco, Seattle's a little bit down, but still a tough opponent, especially when you play there. They also draw the AFC West, so similar to the Jaguars, you're getting Chiefs, you're getting Broncos, you're getting Raiders. It's a really tough division to face. You're also getting the NFC South. That has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the New Orleans Saints. Those are two difficult teams. And then the one-offs for the Rams are also very difficult. You're playing away in Green Bay. They have the AFC East, so you're getting Buffalo. They also have the NFC East, so you're getting a Dallas team, which is also very difficult. So the LA Rams, we expected a difficult schedule with the first place finish, but man, they got some really tough away games in there too. Green Bay, I would not want to play at Lambeau. All right, let's go to teams that have easier schedules. First off, we have the Philadelphia Eagles playing in the NFC East. The division is not one of the better ones. We're talking opponents Dallas, Washington, and the New York Giants. Certainly a winnable division, but they also face the NFC North, which is very top-heavy. You have Green Bay. Minnesota's a middling opponent, but then you have two fairly easy wins against Chicago and Detroit. The AFC South is a similar division in terms of it's very top-heavy. You have teams like the Texans and the Jaguars in that division. So the Eagles have a couple really gimme wins sitting in there. Not to mention they're playing a second-place schedule, so when you have the NFC South as a one-off, you're going to face New Orleans and Dodge Tampa Bay. When the AFC North is difficult, their one-off opponent is going to be tough either way. But even in the NFC West, when you look at their opponent there, you get Arizona. Maybe not the most difficult number two finish for a team in the division, So the schedule for Philadelphia actually makes out pretty well when you consider they face a weak NFC North, a weak AFC South, and then their own division has very winnable games. We also have the Patriots involved in this. They had a second place schedule because they finished second in the AFC East, of course. They're facing the AFC North, so you are getting a tough slate of games with the Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, and Pittsburgh Steelers. But they're another team facing the NFC North, which again, you're going to get the Packers, but then you have a winnable game against the Vikings, the Detroit Lions, and the Chicago Bears. You also have pretty easy one-offs for a second-place finish. You get the Raiders in the NFC West, which I would rather play the Raiders than the Chargers at this point, who finished third in that division. The NFC West, I mean, it's a difficult schedule there. You're going to face the Arizona Cardinals. They're a middling opponent, but they're definitely not the weakest. And then you get the AFC South, a division that doesn't particularly scare me. They'll draw Indianapolis for that. So it's a pretty solid schedule for the Patriots. Their own division is winnable games against the Jets. The Dolphins are going to be a better opponent than we've seen in previous years. But overall, it's a spot where I think the Patriots can capitalize on some of the advantages of their schedule overall. And last, I think the Ravens have a decent schedule here. This division is all pretty tight-knit in terms of travel. Most of the teams aren't traveling a lot. And the Ravens get a fourth-place schedule just because they finish behind the Browns, the Bengals, and the Steelers. So you're getting some of the weakest teams in your one-offs. You're going to face teams like the Denver Broncos. They're much better with Russell Wilson. But you get the Jaguars. You get some really weak teams overall just with the fourth-place finish. And then again, Baltimore's traveling the 30th most in the NFL. That's third least amount of travel time. Again, that division doesn't have a lot of travel within it. So the division itself is difficult, but you're playing the AFC East, which is top heavy, the NFC South, which is top heavy. You got weak opponents in there. And then your one-offs are all really easy games. So I like what the Ravens have in front of them. They have a chance to make a big step forward because of the fourth place finish in their schedule. But those are my first reactions to the NFL schedule release. Let me know who you think has a really easy schedule, maybe who has a difficult schedule, and what you think these teams are going to do ahead of 2020. I am Matt Gajewski on Twitter, @Matt_Gajewski. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you again next time.